what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. Won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh my gosh, we do. We fight right here every day on the MG Show. Welcome to Friday, Shady Groove. It's Friday, yeah. Saturday, Sunday, what? I hope you guys are going to have a good weekend. It's been a crazy week with all this stuff going on. Shady Groove, my partner in justice, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Welcome to you. Thank you all out there for joining us. It has been a crazy week, but a crazy good week. We've gotten a lot of information this week. Paying attention to the way that these people are moving behind the scenes is now like out in front. They can't hide from you anymore. And it's very interesting to watch the Patriots take these DeSantis people apart on Twitter. I'm really impressed with all of your work out there. Keep it up. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, I mean, these people are paid. They're paid shills, you know, and I'm calling them the Ron DeSantis Mafia. And, you know, they're not very smart, Shady Group. They didn't send their best. I'll tell you that right now.
No, we were discussing that on Twitter yesterday, weren't we?
Yes, we were. Yes, we were. And good on you, everybody. Welcome to the MG Show. It is Friday. Wow. I'm really looking forward to the weekend. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a week. I mean, we got, you know, all this. We had a town hall, Trump town hall yesterday. They edited out all the 2020 election fraud stuff because lawsuit. They sued each other, mm-hmm. apparently. You know, that's why I think. You know, you got a movie going viral on Twitter, and it was censored by Twitter, and then Elon Musk took it away, and now it's got over 31 million views, maybe 32, 33 million views. Matt Walsh did it, and it was very interesting. It's What is a Woman? I got maybe 10 minutes into it, guys, and our whole country is mentally ill, guys. You know, a woman is, you know, they don't, like, he even goes up to a group of women and says, what is a woman? They're like, oh, I don't know. You're a woman, right? Yeah. What is a woman? Come on, folks, knock it off. Everybody's so afraid to be chastised by knowing what a woman and a man is, a male and a female. I mean, you know, now we got, he even goes to a therapist and this person is part of the problem too. Shady. I mean, you know,
It's a testament to two different things. Number one, it's a testament to the deterioration of our society. And number two, it's a testament to the reality of the situation moving forward as we run into this conversation about what is a woman. I mean, think about this. We had no disparagement about deciding what was a woman whenever we were younger. We were taught to protect women. We were taught to stand up for women. We were taught to get in the way when someone was hurting a woman. Those different things are being thrown out the window so that they can virtue signal and further deteriorate your society into mayhem and chaos. Because, I mean, I'm telling you what, right now, For the people out there that wanted to say that there's not a deep state or that there's not a plan or a control mechanism, we are looking at it. You are directly looking at the powers that be trying to transform society into some sort of transhumanist, unrecognizable form. And this is what they're doing. And I'm glad to see some people pushing back. I mean, I know Matt and those guys are doing a good job over there at pushing the envelope and saying, hey, let's make these idiots look like idiots.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm just, you know, knock it off, you know, is, okay, you know, and we're going to go into this in the show a little bit, but I think Elon Musk had a really good post, Shady. He actually undid the issues with it, with the censorship, and said, oh my gosh, man, I'm way down on my thing here. But basically he was saying that, you know, whatever happens between consenting adults is, you know, what happens, but a child cannot consent. And we have laws in place to protect our minors because they can't consent, guys. You know, they are mind controlling your children to be confused. I mean, a grown adult women are in New York Times Square, not knowing what a woman is. And he goes, are you women? And he goes, yeah, we're women. Consenting adults should do whatever makes them happy, providing it does not harm others. But a child is not capable of consent, which is why we have laws protecting minors. Pretty simple, Shady Groove.
Very, very simple. It's not complicated.
And with that, guys, you know, we got a lot to go over today. Trump had the town hall yesterday, a chock full of good stuff. But I know you want to drop all these leftover pounds from all the holidays and, you know, summer is here, basically. Wow, it's June 2nd already. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, how sick are you of all those ads and the weight loss pills and the fad diets and even the deep state saying, hey, we'll even operate on your kid to make them skinnier. How about eating 5 healthy servings of fruits and vegetables a day? And if you do that, the weight will probably fall off. But I don't like vegetables, Shady. Not a fan. I mean, it's hard to cook all those, you know, 5 servings up every day. And but, you know, who has time to prepare all that like every day? So let's talk about fieldofgreens.com. Shady Groove, fieldofgreens.com using MG Show is a science backed formula. It's specific fruits and vegetables that you won't find in any other product that's sold at Fox News. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that out loud. Proper nutrition that it boosts your metabolism so you burn calories faster and you lose weight in a healthier way. You know, also I add on to this promo saying, you know, get out there, you know, walk the dog, take a walk around the block, you know, push yourself a little bit. You need to get healthy, and fieldofgreens.com using code MG Show will help you do that, and you'll look and feel healthier pretty fast too. But the greater proof comes at your next checkup. You know, when your doctor says, wow, you know, you've lost weight, you know, keep up, keep doing whatever you're doing. You know, let's try that. And we'll get you started with 15% off right now off your first order. And also 10% if you subscribe using that promo code MG Show on fieldofgreens.com. And, you know, guys, we really like it. And they are actually a sponsor. And we're getting a lot of great feedback from the people that use it. I know Song Babe's out there. She's like, I need my new Field of Greens. So go get it. Use the code MG Show at fieldofgreens.com. And before we go any further, let's get our business out of the way, because we are not funded by Lusa Pfizer. We are funded by you and the Rumble Rants and all the great things that you guys do for us. We wouldn't be here without you. Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than 2 decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG's show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a My Pillow or not, you need to get the brand new My Pillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
Use code MGSHOW.
Use code MGSHOW at MyPillow.com anytime you want to get new pillows, new towels, new sheets. 800-873-0478. 800-873-0478. Shady Groove, welcome back.
Thank you very much. And thank all of these wonderful patriots out here for supporting citizen patriot journalism. That's what we are doing here. We support America. We support the principles, the institutions, and the ideologies of America. We're here to defend it. We're here to stand up for it and tell you about all of the players that are not standing up for it. That's one of our main jobs here, is to show you how these idiots are acting. And so we appreciate all of the support from Field of Greens, My Pillow, and each and every one of you.
Use code MGSHOW.
You can go on forever.
Oh, I could. I mean, I did it behind the scenes. It looks like we got some comments. We got Glad again saying was I going out over master? Wow. I mean, I'm just wondering, did I go over master? Did you guys hear all that? You know what I'm saying? All right.
Okay. Oh, Yeti's pretending like they didn't hear.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Yeti. So we got a lot to go over. Joe Biden fell down again, Shady Groove.
Yep.
Let's sandbagging. Are you sure it was the sandbag? I'm not sure. You know,
no,
it could have been something.
I just know that's the cover story.
I heard it was this.
I think you're over the target.
Thank you, Lena, for making that. That was awesome. I love it. But actually, what really happened was this. There we go. I love that. That's one of my favorites. So that is actually what really happened. But you know, we basically want to just, you know, it's really not funny, right? Like, you know, I'm not going to have any empathy. We talked about this yesterday, Shady. But you know, this is actually, you know, what happened. Here we go. The guy's happy. He fell over a sandbag. You know, there it is. Pointing at Pepe. I mean, the sandbag. And so, you know, that's what happened. But Shady, do you remember what happened when Donald Trump was at West Point and he shook every person's hand? It was hot. It started to rain a little bit, maybe. He attended the commencement ceremony at the U.S. Military Academy in New York, and he was walking down the steps in his fine leather shoes, and they might have been a little slick. And that video went viral on mainstream news, and wanted to actually... the mainstream media actually went nuts as he walked down that ramp. It went viral. They raised concerns about his cognitive health. Now do Joe Biden? Like, can we now do Joe Biden? That's cognitive health, guys. That's not aware of your surroundings. He turned. He did trip. He's fallen up the stairs. Apparently, he hit his head again yesterday as well. I mean, do you think Joe Biden has a cognitive issue? Anyone?
I would qualify as a yes for that one. And it's very interesting. I mean, and then they took him over and set him down in the chair and set him down with his hat on sideways like he was grandpa in the Barca Lounger.
Oh, my God.
Straighten him back up at least. I mean, give the man a hand here.
So this is what they did to Donald Trump. U.S. President Donald Trump appeared to have difficulty walking down the ramp. He didn't have any difficulty. He's just being careful. Okay? Okay, the video went viral on social media and raised concern about his health condition. Sorry. Trying to animate it here for the people. Trump argued on Twitter that the ramp was very long and steep and had no handrail, just as you mentioned. The ramp that I descended after my West Point commencement speech was very long and steep, had no handrail, and most importantly, it was very slippery. The last thing I was going to do was fall for the fake news to have fun with. Final 10 feet, I ran down to level ground. Momentum. Shady Groove.
I mean, you know, I just take myself back to that and the way that they acted that day. Like right after that, this man stood there, shook every hand, and delivered a remarkable speech. He actually spoke about that last night on Hannity. Delivered a remarkable speech that day that was absolutely fire, and then had to walk down that ramp. And that only thing they focused on was the idea that he walked slowly down the ramp. And he didn't fall, by the way. You don't see the media saying anything about Joe Biden falling up the stairs, falling off the bicycle, and now falling on a completely flat stage because he was turning to, he looked like he was going to hop there a little bit or something before he took a tumble. But yeah, you don't hear, they're not making fun of him for his cognitive disabilities in any form at any point, whenever it's clear as day.
He's the best person that, I mean, yeah, he's great. This is Donald Trump hearing the news in real time right after the fall.
He's at the Air Force Academy. He actually fell down. Well, I hope he wasn't hurt. I hope he wasn't hurt. But it's the whole thing is, look, the whole thing is crazy. You got to be careful about that. You got to be careful about that because you don't want that. Even if you have to tiptoe down a ramp, you got to tiptoe.
So, I mean, that was a very nice answer from Donald J. Trump. You know, he's like, it's sad to see that. You tiptoe down the ramp. I mean, because he remembers what they did to him. Now, are they going to do the same thing to Biden?
Nope. Not even close. No, they're going to say that he was bending over to pick something up off the ground.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And, you know, it's, you know, forget that. I mean, let's watch. I mean, you know, this is what happens. This is how the Scarborough people talk about it. Let me just get this right here. Check it out.
This week, he's been delivering for quite some time, Willie. I mean, you look at and said this, make no mistake, Biden crushed the extremes once again and cleared out a space in the middle big enough to drive a truck through. He may have trouble riding a bike or walking across the stage.
There's that.
But the man knows how to get things done in D.C. better than any president since Reagan. And just a pop culture moment, I went to see Neil Young in concert a couple of years ago. Somebody dragged me out. I never go out at night to watch concerts, but I'm a huge Neil Young fan, was watching, and people were shouting songs from the balcony. Play Old Man. Play Needle in the Damage Done. Play. And Neil Young just stopped. He was plugging his guitar into his amp. He just stopped, turned around and looked up and he said, you know, I've done this before. let me do what I'm going to do. The whole place roared. And that reminds me of Biden. There's no substitute for experience. This guy's done it before. You look at how he once again defied expectations, not only from the haters, but his own party. And it's a pretty remarkable record. You look at the bipartisan legislation, and anybody who would mock that, Willie, please show me a president in the last 25 years that in the last quarter century that's had more bipartisan.
That's how they
pour it on thick. Okay. Boy, you're seeing something I'm not seeing.
Yeah. You know, and I want to play this too, because, you know, we were just looking at Mika Brzezinski. You know, Mika Brzezinski, you got to know who her dad is. You know, the big new Brzezinski, who the greatest fear of Zygmunt Brzezinski was a great awakening. But watch this, Shady Groove. Check it out.
Listen to this.
Okay, what did you learn, Mika?
I learned that Donald Trump again.
He's a nice guy.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And he gave a wonderful donation to the Global Medical Relief Fund. My daughter's having a fundraiser. Yep. She worked there. Thank you.
Did he get now? Did he give you $100,000 like he gave Axelrod?
No. It was not that. But it was really, really good. Nice of him. Thank you.
Well, funny how people change whenever the narrative changes.
Very interesting, isn't it? I saw that last night, and wow.
Yeah, that's very telling. I'm glad you found that. I think people need to see that.
Yeah, they loved him. Everybody did before he fought the bloodlines, guys. He is fighting the bloodlines that have been in control of you for thousands of years, folks.
That is correct. And he's standing up for the one instance where we, the people, actually beat them, which was the American Revolution in the late 1700s. And they have been functionally ever since, as fast and hard as they can, to retake the territory that they lost. And right now, they're sitting in a position where they think they've got it. They think they got enough of you asleep. They think they got enough of people not paying attention. They think they have enough momentum and enough money to overwhelm you. But there was this certain the certain poster that was coming out a couple of years ago that posted for 3.5 years that gave you a different story, didn't it? Gave you the story of what really goes on behind the scenes. Gave you the story of what the deep state really was and how they're all connected. And you can't unlearn that. Doesn't matter what they do, doesn't matter what type of charade they put up in front of you or what kind of puppet string they pull, they can't force you to unlearn that. And that is very frustrating for the system because the system wants you under the thumb of the system. And every day we get more people out from underneath it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, and people don't realize, you know, who the people are. I mean, they keep bringing up all the people that are in Q posts as experts, you know, McCabe, Comey. I mean, he's doing a big book tour right now. And, you know, we've had it. We've had enough.
We've had absolutely enough. And what we've had enough of is corruption. You know, it's one thing whenever the politicians are being corrupt and you don't see it. It's another thing whenever you're in today's age where it's completely on display. You do not have to even hardly work at all to find the corruption in the whole media, which is supposed to be our fifth estate or fourth estate, are complicit and effectively associated with it. They're part of it. They're complicit. They're accessories to the crime.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty crazy. I'm actually trying to find, you know, Zygmunt Brzezinski, you know, but I can't find the clip that I wanted to play where he was talking about politics has shifted in the U.S. and more people are becoming more aware of politics. And that is what he called an awakening. And that is his greatest fear. Zygmunt Brzezinski said that, Shady.
Yeah, because they knew what all the other politicians knew. If we ever had a candidate in there that actually advocated for your best interest, they wouldn't have a chance. Because the people can actually see it. They've kept you in this mind control dynamic for years and years of old, you know, the rhino, old, the Democrat, the rhino, the Democrat, the rhino, and controlling them the whole way. Donald Trump, they don't control you. They don't control. And that is their greatest fear because we, the people, are the cure. What does that mean? That means that once you get information that is relevant and true, you can't turn back to information that's propaganda and false.
That's right. That's right. Well, I can't find that video anymore, Shady. We've played it a couple times. Yeah.
We played it once this year, I think, already. So there's a possibility that they scrubbed that. You know, they're watching this show for things to scrub from the internet, in case you didn't notice.
Right. I'm not sure if we played it this year. Maybe we did. Maybe it was late last year.
Yeah, it was maybe around the turn of the year or something, somewhere back there, but it's been a minute.
Very interesting. I'd like to give a shout out to Citizen Lens as well. Citizen Lens, thank you very much. He did this, and many of you did. Lena, thank you. People are making clips of the show. This show yesterday, if you did not see it, get over there and see it. They're shady and the show. There we go. The HHS whistleblower, Tara Rodas, shared some dark insight into the consequences of our open border policy. These people are sick. And
I've sat with case managers who have told me the stories of the reports that they've had to write. And this is, HHS has all this information. It's in their database. And my call to Congress was to make them turn the database over to the IG community, where there's real data analysts who can look at all of this. But a case manager had to put in what's called an SIR, a significant incident report, or what's called an SASIR, which is a sexual abuse significant incident report, anytime the children had been sexually abused. And I had a case manager, and she was just, I mean, she was practically inconsolable. And I'm not ashamed to say I cried a lot of tears sitting on the Pomona Fairplex with lots of case managers. But she said, Tara, she said, I don't understand. How can people do this to children? I said, what happened? I said, tell me. It's okay. Just tell me. And she said, Tara, this little boy, she said, he's only 8 years old. He was from Guatemala, taken all the way across, you know, Mexico, and he was prostituted the whole way. He's in diapers now because he can't control his bowels. She said, who would do this? Who would do this to children? This is what we're talking about. This is a level of evil that I didn't want to see. I'm serious. There were days I thought, I can't handle hearing these types of stories. And Tim Ballard, if anybody goes and listens to some of his stories, you know, he has to play that he's the buyer. And he said, I've had people tell me, oh, don't worry, we'll sew them up. You know, we'll get them a couple, you know, they'll need to be, you know, rest and recover for a month or so, but then we can get them right back to work. You know, we're talking about kids, children. This is child trafficking. We're not even talking about human trafficking of adults here, which is just as evil, but we're talking about children who are defenseless. The United States government cannot stand by while children are being raped, extorted, killed on jobs here in this country. It's evil. Period. End of story. FBI taking off these sorts of cases, DHS taking off these cases, HHS shutting down people wanting to talk about these cases. Why?
If you have not watched that interview in full, please go watch it. And then in the second hour, we have her testimonies. We put everything pretty much into one video from the amazing Tara Lee Rodas, T-A-R-A-L-E-E-R-O-D-A-S on Twitter. But Shady Groove, that interview yesterday, really, it was a heavy, heavy interview. And I really need, you know, what people don't really understand is that she more than likely, and I didn't ask her, I don't have the proof or anything, but she's more than likely was a Democrat. Okay. More than likely. I don't know. But she wanted to do good service, what she thought was good service, to help this crisis that Joe Biden and his administration have put upon you, the American people, us. And she realized that it was a multi-billion dollar trillion. Well, it was trillions of dollars that's spent on child trafficking. And he's the middleman. And there's 85,000 children missing. This needs to go viral. This is a nonpartisan issue. There is no party lines right here, guys. This is pure evil. Shady.
It's 100% pure evil. And I would recommend the exact same. Please go check out Tara yesterday on the show. Very hard to listen to right there. And whenever we have been talking in public, if you haven't noticed that the show has been under relentless attack by the left, by Media Matters, by David Brock, by all these people, Alex Kaplan making fun of us, talking down to us, acting like we're insignificant. And the reality of the situation is, you know, they always want to scream and yell at us, oh, you think the world is run by a bunch of satanic pedophiles? Well, let me tell you something. remove the satanic part, and I can tell you exactly that the world is run by a bunch of pedophiles, because we are watching it unfold on the southern border right now. They had every opportunity to keep Donald Trump's position in place at the border. His administration did create the most secure border ever in American history, in the modern era for sure, and they deteriorated that intentionally. They ruined it intentionally so that they could have this trafficking network put back into place that was in place before Donald Trump was elected. Okay, that is what they're doing. They are trafficking children. Is it all for sex? Maybe not. It doesn't matter. They're trafficking children, people. If there's one thing that we can unite on, for crying out loud, will you throw your inability to decide what sex you are out the window for a second and think about someone else and what is really happening? We're talking about she identified 85,000 missing children from that one facility in California. Think about that. How many facilities do they have set up along that southern border? You know, they're telling you that there's been 2 million people brought to America in the last 2 years. I would venture to speculate it is a lot more than that. And all of these big corporations, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, said, oh, we need them to clean our houses and to mow our yards. If someone, whenever I was a kid, if somebody wanted to immigrate here, they wanted to immigrate here because they had an idea. They wanted to create a business. They wanted to innovate. They wanted to do something and become something and have a family. That's what America is supposed to be, not some sort of peasant and king class discrepancy. Although they're ruining the middle class. Oh, imagine that, guys. This is very, very obvious and very, very disgusting. And it gets me riled up.
It should get everybody. And thank you for shining a light on that on Twitter, Citizen Lens. It got some really good traction. Please go over to Twitter, check it out if you can. Forward the show to everybody. I know we're seeing clips, but this whole show was absolutely a must watch, in my opinion. She did a fantastic job. I mean, you know, she's like the people that were trying to wake up. Shady, you know, she's a good-hearted American, may or may not be a Democrat. I don't know, but she's not a child trafficker. She's not a sex trafficker. She doesn't, you know, believe in that. She wants to help her country do the right thing, and they're not doing the right things, guys. And that's what she's blowing the whistle on. So God bless her, and please watch that show. Yes. Rory said, gotta run. I'll tune in. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe and comfy. God bless you all. We got Glad Again 17. Thank you. And you're a Red Castle. I appreciate that. That was a $10. Silver Wolf, for all the work you guys do. Wish I could do more. And now you're a Red Castle. Thank you so much. Chuck, well stated, Shady.
Man, you know, I mean, it really boils down to such simplicity. And all of us being here, why are you here? Why were you put here? You got to ask yourself that question. Why were you put here? Why did God work in your life to get you to where you are, to stand up for what we're standing up for? Because it is right. We are right. We are on the side of good. We are on the side of truth. We are on the side of honesty. I'm not saying that I'm always right, but I'm attempting to stand in the light. I'm attempting to be right. I'm attempting to navigate this world in a way to where we take care of those who cannot take care of themselves. And there's no better example of someone who can't take care of themselves than children. And the left is willing to throw them into the meat grinder. They're willing to kill them at 9 months old. They don't care. Miss Rodas came to Congress to testify. Why didn't we get this story out whenever she came to Congress to testify? Because all the congressmen just want a virtue signal on both sides. It's not just the Democrats. You know, I mean, nobody wants to get to the meat and the potatoes of this issue. I think it's because people are too weak-bellied to look at it. And if we don't look at it, you damn sure we can't fix it.
If consenting adults want to do what they want to do to themselves and their bodies, it is their freedom to do so. Just don't harm anyone else. Children, on the other hand, aren't old enough to consent. That's why we have laws. That's why we're mothers and fathers.
The whole thing, Jeff, you know, the whole thing, the idea that you have minimum wage, the idea that you have workers' compensation, things like that were born out of children being used in child slavery situations back in the 1920s and 1930s. The corporations were using the children to make the goods and selling them for a profit. Oh, wait, the sponsors of the corporations making goods to sell it for a profit. They're not paying a living wage. That's why they want illegal immigration, everybody. It has nothing to do with, sharing America with the world. It's not about that.
And Fatal Attractions just had a new baby. God bless you. I saw pictures. He's having this newborn makes me want to fight that much harder. And, you know, when I became a dad 20 years ago, vowed that I was going to spend at least 1 hour a day with my daughter, at least just Abby and Daddy cuddle time is what we called it. And we talked, I talked to her like she was a human. I didn't talk for her like a lot of parents like to do. I actually learned to see who she was, helped her develop and watched her develop her character. And, you know, it does make you fight harder when you're a dad, Fatal. And, just 1 hour a day, at least. Just, you know, you and your daughter or son. I can't remember what it was. Oh, my God, Fatal. I'm sorry. So apologies. But 1 hour a day with your newborn beautiful baby. Just announced, Shady, they are not going to bring charges against Mike Pence on the document hoax. That's great. But when is Trump going to be fully exonerated? Trump, at least, is as innocent as he is. And what about Joe Biden? Who is hiding at least 1,850 boxes at some located in China and some located in Chinatown, D.C.? When will the witch hunt against Trump stop, Shady?
I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon.
Gee, I wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe because he's the leading candidate for the president of the United States by far. DeSantis?
Yeah. DeSantis. Duh. Near duh. I don't even know. DeSanctimonious.
I like
all right, duh. Here we go. According to DeSanctimonious, President Trump did wonders in just 1 year. The list goes on of his historic accomplishments. Just wait to see what he does in 6 months, the second go round, MAGA. And this is a tweet from Ron DeSantis, and they hated me posting this, Shady. It says, President Trump has done wonders for America in his first year. Supreme Court, cutting regulations, recognizing Jerusalem, tax cuts. The list goes on. I am honored to have his endorsement for governor. Hashtag DeSantis to stay governor.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't like that. Those DeSantis. DeSantis shills.
DeSantis?
DeSantis. I said DeSantis. Yeah.
So this is that. What I want to point out too. This is John Cardillo. John Cardillo is being paid by DeSantis to shill for him. And he says 6 or 7 people showed up to meet Trump at this Iowa venue. People are over him. The push polls are way off. So here it is.
I can blame you for holding up Simon, then, right?
And this is WHO Broadcasting Company. You can see it right here, right there on the wall, Shady Groove. WHO in Iowa Broadcasting Company. This is not a venue. This is not people over Trump. This is, and community noted, this is a video from inside a radio station in Iowa during a taping of an interview. Do you find this helpful? Rate it. Yes.
Very helpful.
It cites quality. It's easy to understand. It directly addresses the tweet's claim. It provides important context, neutral or unbiased language, and submit. That note was extremely helpful.
You just got a 100% on that test. Good job. It's Friday. You're killing it today.
So it is. I mean, this is what they're doing. And so my comment is the paid DeSantis mafia are really making the Florida governor look bad, and lying is on the table with them.
Yeah, it is. They're not ashamed to lie, Jeff. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah. And that, to me, as an American, is wrong. I mean, we don't do that, Shady Groove. You know, we have to bring the sauce or the source documents. You know, we bring the actual, you know, source documents. That's why they don't like us, Shady Groove, because we back up our claims. That was a non-backed up claim with a video from an interview, and he's saying that it's the venue, Shady Groove. I mean,
and you know, it's also ridiculous. Well, it's also an example of the left lying, right? What's the difference between what he just did right there and what the left would do in a situation like that? Huh? So, why can't you win on the merits? Why can't you win on the merits of your candidate? You have to go lie about the other candidate, pretend like people aren't interested in Trump. A matter of fact, I'd like to see DeSantis bring 50,000 people to a venue in a 24-hour notice like Donald Trump does every single time that he makes an announcement, but they don't talk about that.
Yeah, so you know what DeSantis has done. What is his goal? How did you put it, Shady? Say it again. On DeSantis's merits, his merits, because how he became governor is because of Trump.
Exactly.
He can't win on Trump merits, Shady Groove, because that's why we need Trump. DeSantis is not the guy, Shady.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, I mean, if you've got like the generic light Trump or Trump, why would you pick the generic light model?
Yeah.
You'd pick Trump.
So this is the president walking into, what is it, a restaurant in Iowa, Shady Groove? It's called the Machine Shed Restaurant in Urbandale, Iowa. Post this. So that's a little more like it, Shady Groove. That, did you hear people yelling, "We love you"? No, he was standing up there licking his lips and rubbing his nose in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. And then he had to turn tail and run, get out of there.
So a question in the audience here, Shady Groove, says, wasn't John Cardillo FBI? I'm not sure, but John Cardillo was MAGA coalition. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put in MAGA coalition.
Even MAGA coalition. Co might bring it up.
I got it right here.
There you go.
Digging on MAGA coalition shows obvious fraud. All those associated are nonstop attacking and obviously coordinated. Why would a PAC attack us? This in itself shows it's fake. This PAC also engages known shills frauds. Do we still dig? Many reported to the IRS. So basically, the first post right here is another 60K recipient from MAGA coalition. This is the company profile. They are out of McLean, Virginia, Clown Town. Okay. The company profile, Threat Knowledge Group, LLC. And that's interesting in and of itself. It specializes in security services. The company specializes in irregular warfare, law enforcement, and counterterrorism, threat knowledge clients. And guess who that is, Shady? That's the MAGA coalition from the Threat Knowledge Group, which is owned by Catherine Gorka. Okay. When are we going to see Sebastian Gorka turn on Trump? It's going to happen, guys. How much you want to bet? Some organizations do not have good intentions. Due diligence required. We highlighted this particular organization as one example, MAGACoalition.com. Open Secrets Corp, right? There it is. There's all the documents. Follow the money. Track the donations versus expenses. Admin, fundraising, strategy, and research, et cetera, expenses highly inflated. Monthly installment payments made to names who can attract more donations. The Wheel, which was Sebastian Gorka. He was the Wheel. How much donated money was spent to promoting MAGA, pro-MAGA candidates indirectly versus internal costs or the wheel costs? When you offer a better, when you offer better goods and services for free, there is no longer a need to donate, purchase, and or follow those who would use such platforms to enrich themselves. Hence the attacks. Logical thinking always wins. Attempt to divide the movement draws light to their true intentions, Ron DeSantis. This is about the survival of our nation, our world, not funding scams. End of topic. Keep your eye on the ball. Q.
Very, very important piece of that was attempts to divide our nation. You brought the attention to it right there. Ron DeSantis, you know, that there's no difference between what they're saying right there about MAGA coalition and what Ron DeSantis is currently doing, or the people that are behind what you just saw right there with MAGA coalition and Ron DeSantis. One and one the same. They are the same entity, the entity that wants to pretend to be conservative on the front so that they can get your money. But whenever it comes down to actual action in politics, in the realm of the political theater, whether it's the House or the Senate, they do something completely different almost 100% of the time.
Yeah. And Shady Grove, this is Jim Jordan yesterday posts this 12:06 p.m. Yeah, June 1st. I wonder why. Oh, because June 2nd, this is a three-year delta. We are united. We will prevail. God bless America. Q.
That's the message we need to remember right there. And that actually, that post is the message of Q. You know, they want to say it's all this other stuff. It isn't. It is that right there. We are united under one flag to understand what freedom is, what America is, and what it means to fight for that freedom, not for the establishment that is currently in charge of the country.
That's right.
We the people are supposed to be in charge, and we have to take that